Hopefully somebody would get delivered. When I first came to holiness, I wasn't in my 20s. I came to holiness like a crazy man trying to find his mind. When I came to holiness, I was leaving the academic world and seeking the Lord while he may be found. I needed something, and I needed it bad. And it didn't matter to me what folks thought. And I can be kind of happy because it wasn't in backwoods or back little city. It was in New York City. Praise the Lord. When I got introduced to the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad what he did. I'm thankful to God as I stand before you. If I didn't get what I needed, I wouldn't have what I've got. And you expect somebody like you who don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to get around to my message. I might as well tell you right now, desperation gets results. Desperation gets results. You don't ever get desperate enough to want to seek the Lord, you ain't going to ever get results. You don't get desperate enough to leave that world, you're not going to ever get what God has you. You come into church because you were cantankerous when you came here and didn't feel that you need the Lord. You ain't going to get what God wants you. And I tell you one thing. Desperation means that you have to focus on one thing that's killing you before you seek the Lord and get life. All right. I wasn't the poorest person. I wasn't the ugliest person. I wasn't the stupidest person when I came. But as far as God was concerned, I was desperate. And I'm still desperate. How is this, Dr. Gordon? You got to make up your mind. I am going to Jesus with total abandonment. And I'm not going to let no fools distract me. The Bible says fools make what mockery. I didn't write the book. So you have to know somebody by who's making mockery. Hire me for it.
For the word came unto the king of Nineveh.
That's what happened. The word speaks to people that's in authority. And he spoke to the king by the prophet Jonah. Read. And the king got up from his throne. I don't know whoever made you king. You probably don't know much about king lineage. But when he heard the word, he got off his throne. Uh-huh. And he took off his robe because he was talking, being introduced to the King of Kings. The robe may have impressed his friends and associates here, but he was standing before the King of Kings. Read. And he took off his kingly robe, and he got down where God could show that he had a heart of repentance, and that God could speak to him. I don't care what I look like when I came, but I'm desperate now. I'm desperate. I hope by the end of this message, some of you can find honesty enough in your heart to get desperate. I can't give you something you want. First, you need is a mind, and you need a heart. Somebody's going to get mad this morning. But the only one to get mad with the word of God is somebody that ain't got it together. This king didn't get mad. Took off his robe and put on some other kind of funny looking clothes. Sackcloth. And some ashes. I think El Hook took it literally one time. He got saved. And he wants the zeal of the Lord house to beat me up. So he made himself a one of the old crocodiles, sackcloth. And then he went and got himself some ashes. And he can't focus on the Lord anymore. Huh? that ashes was getting next to him. And that sackcloth, praise the Lord, make him come out of it. Read. He said, I'm going to put this in a decree. I'm going to sign it with my signature. What am I going to do? I'm going to tell everybody that's in my jurisdiction. Uh-huh. Look, I don't care what you say. I don't care how you feel. It's time now to get desperate. Just might not have this opportunity again, Deacon Randolph, because your time is not God's time. Got to get what you can get from the Lord when God allowed you to have it. I'm going to reach some of you earlier, later. Read for us. See? Some of you are back in the man's kingdom. He had to kill you to get the attention from God. This is what the king said. I'm desperate, and you had better be too. Because you are not going to cause my kingdom to go down. Hear me? That's what the king said. You had better believe it. It's amazing. I love this Bible. Because it just unfolds before you. Read again. See that one? Is that clear? Yes. Neither man nor beast. I don't want you feeding your cattle. I don't want you feeding your beast. You can say this is a little dessert. Praise the Lord. Extreme. But when you're ready to have God come in your life, you've got to realize that if you're going to get God's blessing, you've got to reach out to the extremes. All right, you just got here, and God is here forever. The Bible says, from dust thou art, to dust thou shalt return. We only here for a little while. But God was here from the beginning, and he's going to be here for the end. Praise the Lord. Nobody's going to get by. You can be a fool in God's house. And God will let you end up in you as the CDH. Praise the Lord. Read. See, I don't want you to lift the beast or everything else. I don't want anything in your house to be eaten. I don't care what your doctor says. Huh? I don't care what your prognosis may be. God has given you some higher priority. I don't care what your intellectuality and the academic world is talking about. You don't want to hear the word. You can't hear God. You can't save God. God got to save you. You're so crazy until you can't hear the word as I speak. You had better make up your mind. You ain't ready for the grave, but you're all ready for hell. You don't impress God by you, what you think is duty. If you're ugly, God is uglier. You hear me? If you are ugly, God is uglier. And the Bible tells me. In the 6th chapter. 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. I wasn't planning on going there. Because some of us think we impress God with beauty. And there ain't no beauty. But what did he say? There is no beauty, said we should read. That's what read our Lord. He shall grow up before him. You can't become stagnant in God's church and get God's blessing. You got a job tomorrow, you might not have it. You got health today, you might not have it. You have a peace of mind today, you might just lose it all. This could be your last warning. So God was not trying to impress anybody, though the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and they, we that dwell therein. I don't know what's matter with these people in this world. When there was nothing deep, nowhere to stand. When water was everywhere, God separated and pulled water apart to give us something to stand. And here we are with our stupid self. I don't care what you believe, where Kennedy, whatever that went up there and sort of stuff, stuff we came out to see, and the sea we're going back to. Well, I'm a tough stuff. You see our world, praise the Lord. Uh-huh. The Bible says, out of side ground, talking about Jesus, read. God says, and in those movies where some of these simple-minded, so-called Christians
in. Nothing like that will be yours. Nothing. But you don't have no depth in Christ, so the devil cheats you out your money because you don't have enough money. This is what the Bible said he looked like.
He wasn't some Anglo-Saxon come out the Amazon period with blonde hair and blue eyes. He wasn't no black person from Africa with hair like wild wool and caria and anything between the mixtures. If I ain't caught you yet, you had better stick with us a while. Everybody had sin. We was ugly as hell. And you're still ugly as hell until you get hell out you. So the fact that don't you feel like shouting? Don't you feel like rejoicing?
We see him.
The Bible says, and we will.
Repeat that.
We will. The Bible says, shall see him.
There's no feeling that we should
be. You better, the Bible says, get that junk out of your mind what you saw in the movie.
Some of you don't have no depth in Christ. You let your world program your mind with all of this garbage. The Bible says, when we shall see him. So we haven't seen him yet, but we will. And when you see him, he's not going to be looking like somebody running across long ways and there, all the stupid idiotic that we sometimes get in our minds because of funny book we're reading.
And none of them folks that worked that movie got any better than this. And one man I spoke to came to the house the other day said he's seen it 3 times. And guess all he has done? He's given up his alcoholism for Lent. Don't get angry with me. I was just trying to tell you, because that's a major. Yes, you're an alcoholic. And you're so blessed because you gave it up a lid. Because it's not safe. I said, I got something better than this. All of a sudden, doing his mental experience, he's going back on, he's going to teach all of his family. If he can give alcohol for the Lent. So why don't you get a true spirit
of intoxication that calls the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Brother Dick, hallelujah. Brother Jackson? Today you can get a real dose of the spirit of intoxication. Say from the phone.
I'm a little bit sick and tired. And a little bit tired and sick of people with their little frivolous, simple, superficial kind of belief. I've been here over 50 years and stuff, and the other 20 something have been in Jehovah's Witness. And here you are going to teach me. I came in the era where if you didn't get the Holy Ghost, you didn't get off the altar. And you had to get get the Holy Ghost until they were satisfied, not because you jumped up and claimed something.
Come on,
I got the real thing, Daddy.
All right, now.
I'm looking at your face and you think, if you can tell me this, God, I got the real thing.
You possess. Professing something you don't possess, and that's how you can talk that time. You talk, and that comes that time. Stop talking!
You're not on a basketball court. Talk trash to God. Dr. Whitley, look, keep on shouting, daughter.
Shout until your heart attack comes in. Shoot yourself. Yeah! Jump until you feel your heart pumping and dump you up off the floor.
And some character that don't even... Don't let no pride. Somebody look at you and they want you to adopt them, bring them home.
You take care of them because they're too interfered. You work hard. And I know now that this is being say April coming up. You work very hard. We just came from our accountant, Avon, the other day.
And when you look at that tax thing, you feel like moving to Russia. Praise the Lord. And then come into the church and a few people that can't even speak, can't even spell, don't understand what it means to even be accepted in to that world. See, you just don't go, I want to be around here.
It had nothing to do with who she is.
You sitting here, we got a clip, intellectual clip. You are ignorant.
She could make the people accept her, Sister Vera, into the school of medicine. Do you understand us? Politics? The law has been to do that.
Right. Here you come with yours. Stop. And she had to cater to your mess. Somebody said to me already this morning, if it wasn't for this church, I won't even associate with who I'm talking to.
Right.
And you can't see that. You've got to be. Hello? All the camaraderie we have to do is because of what God has done.
That's right.
All right?
Mother God.
I've been reading a book way back in the 70s about the spirit of Neolithicism. And they said it was supposed to come in 1984. I said it came early and still here, hanging around. Christy is looking at me now. In that concept, that vein of means that where ignorance will excel. That's it. And be in control. And those that have the academic skills would be led by those that are in. You got your book? Read the stuff. You come back and read later. You're doing Deacon Randolph. Go ahead. Some other little things I'm going to say now. But you see, we need that book. You know why?
Because our IQ don't understand the relevant words all at once. So we don't have to go back in time and read my radio for you.
He didn't ask, where can I find a wife? He was traveling with the queen. But he said, how can I? Except what? And he was reading. Sister Russell, everything in God's book you need to know if you read the Bible. But you ain't getting on no snack, telephone, cellular, Sinclair, whatever it is that you find it. Get some reading or hearing or listening to. You got to find your mind. Okay, what else did I miss? Huh? Okay, God says you come looking for him and because he's uglier than anything you ever see. And when you come before him, he don't have to have mercy because you think you got something you know better than him. So there would be no excuse like that. He's been through that. Ooh-wee. This Bible is right all by itself. Every time I look into the mirror, I know. Somebody used to say, and I got these old t-shirts that have been here a long time, I got a face only a mother could love. Hello? And that mirror don't lie. And James tells me that's a lie. All these things would forget what matter of person you were when you looked at it. That's a more familiarity that, hello? Ooh-wee. You know, somebody said way back before I got here, familiarity breeds contempt. That's what somebody said who was dumb and couldn't read before I got here. So I listened. Familiarity. Who you walk with and talk with is who you are, and what you eat is who you're going to be, and that breeds contempt. Good God, some glory. I got another one for you. I'll get to the Bible after a while. Say, what's wrong with you? I'm just talking about something that you are quite familiar with. The other one is you play with The puppy will lick your mouth. But the big dog, they bite you. Whoa. I thought you were going to preach to us. I'm preaching. 15th chapter of the book of Matthew. I'm talking about desperation that gets results. I'm talking about my experience since I come to know Lord. I'm talking about some of you all that may know other people, because in preaching it's Paul's prophecy. It foretells and it foretells. And I'm not going to go find out the definitions. You will look for them. I know what it is. And foretelling. I'm going to do a little foretelling this morning. Okay, everybody wants something somebody else has gotten, but they want to work with you. Coming from a generation, a group of people that think that all you're going to get is some welfare. You ain't going to feel well. Not in God's church. I don't care what the folk in Apostolic is in the church before you call themselves the Pentecostal jump and all the other secular movements, so ain't nobody escaping. Praise the Lord. This is not the way it works from the Bible perspective. God's not going to give you something when you don't want to apply yourself. All right. Anybody want to read for me?
And behold, a woman of Canaan.
I'm talking about desperation that gets results. This one's from Canaan. Back where Abraham came from. Back way back there when folks were atheistic. Didn't know God. Read.
Came out of the same coast.
And
cried unto him, saying.
She didn't care who Jesus was, but she came out because she was desperate. She was desperate because she knew what she had and what she needed, and she wanted some help. Read.
Have mercy on me.
She says, you the man that got it. You the man.
I need what you have.
Jesus.
When
you ain't desperate to come and think of you, pressing God, you are a fool. Woman said, I need, I heard about you, and I see that. A special effort that come out my coast to get what you have. I believe if I come out with these characters, I believe you give me what I want and what I need. Morning, somebody ought to recognize that you're not totally lost your mind, that I need something from God. I need it now, I need it early, and I'm not going to let you go until you bless my soul. So I need a little mercy.
O Lord, thou son of David.
See, I know who you are. Some of us claim, I don't understand it. Don't understand it. We don't even know a little about our history. Nothing about our history, because we're going to apply ourselves. We want to go to school to learn. And we come back hanging in the ghettos of Connecticut or New York or America. That's not what the Bible's talking about. That's your little world. Only thing you're going to know from your little world is your surroundings and your tunnel vision and what the people in your little society see. This would only help you get worse and worse. You will be a little heavy around me, you all. But I ain't teaching me. And I'm not trying to make you be something you don't want to be, because you have to have the mind of Christ. Your world is only what you are going to learn. In order to broaden your horizon, you have to move up from around your setting. And don't look at them as though they are somebody or other people that don't understand me. When you move into the other world, the practicality and the actuality tells you that this is different. Only thing that's worse is people that move from that into the other world, and they want to make the other world that which they came from. You got that kind of ignorance.
Yes, sir.
You could be literary or whatever. Yes. terrible for one nationality to move into another nationality and try to make it what they came from. Does that make any sense to you at all? What I'm speaking about? Nobody who left their home moving to another nationality should be even contemplating that this whole nationality that we move to is going to change the kind of family.
Right.
Hello. What's the fellow from Haiti? RSD or CDL, whatever. Okay. Some of us, Bible says ever learning but never coming into their knowledge. Nobody moves from another race, nationality, people move into a different and change that to them. And you have got to get in your mind, in this America, since we are a conglomerate of so many different nationalities, that you can bring your stuff with you, but you're going to stay ignorant in that society. You got to be saved enough. Jesus said, I came into my own. No one received me, no. But as many as received me, to them gave I the power to become. Some of us read the Bible, but we don't understand. Read.
My daughter is grievously vexed with
the breath. She says,
I've been in an environment, and my daughter is not doing well. And I have been analyzing, and I have been agonizing over the situation. Just because we had now, I don't think you didn't have no doctors in that way. Hallelujah. But the addiction, he says, I'm sick and tired. And I'm tired and sick of seeing my daughter go through what she's going through. And if you don't become desperate, you can't talk about that you're not your child. That's why the scriptures are there. And the Bible to show you how you can get help and how your child can find help. Read.
But he answered her not a word.
Good God from glory. This is the God from glory. Made the heavens and the earth. Heard the woman's request. Saw the desperation in her face. And he didn't even say a word to her. And he was still God. And that was before America got here. And the people that in America got here. And before Columbus came here. Ferdinand Magellan got here. Praise the Lord, y'all. When we go to some more stuff. And here you can't even find out where your roots are. Praise the Lord, because you won't apply yourself. He didn't even answer her one word. Now, if that was some of us, our arrogance, rebellious self, we would not be desperate enough to get back to say, I ain't going to go until I get what I want. I can't leave because I see my destiny. I leave because stop. I don't have what I need. My child is grievous. Hallelujah. He needs your help. You will have to talk to me if you don't want to, but I'm staying here.
Right.
Stay here. My heart is sick. My mind is made up. I'm going to get what I want this morning. Read.
And his disciples came and besought him.
No, yes, he's familiar to them. They sought him out. What did he say?
Saying, send her away.
See?
For she cries after us.
She didn't come to see them. But when you're psychologically impaired, babbling with no brain, running your mouth on the cell phone, and acting like you got what God needs, you are too
Send her away. She can figure that out. When you don't have God in your life, you ought to have God there together. The virgin. The charity. You can't see right. You can't think right. You don't care what I'm saying this morning.
You planning to go back out and get with your friends and do what you want to do again. And I'm here to warn you. I'm here to warn you. Once, twice, and the third admission. See?
But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
This time I'm coming to Israel. They're my people. I'm coming to see them. They ain't going to accept me. You don't have to know all that. Mm-hmm.
Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me.
And that woman sat there and listened to the conversation. He said, Sister Cody, I told you I wasn't going nowhere.
When you're desperate, some people say you got to hit bottom. I don't know what that means, because sometimes we have real hands. But if you're really desperate in sin, and you seek the Lord while he may be found, in no way God's going to save you, and you're going to have a relapse. I came to the Lord, hallelujah, at an early young age, because I was desperate.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Because I was a failure. I said, God brought me off a college campus. For it. What I needed was not on the campus. Help, Lord. But Christy, when I look back and see what God has done to me, whoa, my hand goes up and my mouth flies open. I feel like a fly. I want God to send down his help. And some of you would come into the church, you ain't ready for the Lord. Sister Billy, you didn't have the ready for the Lord. You don't want what the Lord has. Hello? You got to want what God has before God gives you when you ain't desperate enough.
Come on.
Seek him while you may be found. You want to get desperate when things get so down in your life for a moment. You would think that the whole America would be desperate for the Lord after 9/11 and what happened to Washington, D.C. Hello? But you don't find that desperate. You think them folks in Iraq, now that they've seen the consequences, the true disparity, would say, I wish y'all would come back and bomb and kill and destroy our buildings again so we won't have no place to live? Hello? Come on. He says, things was bad under Hussein, insane, whatever kind of thing you thought. But we sure have a place to live. Read.
But he answered and said,
what did he say?
It's not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs.
The conversation is still going on between Jesus and this woman. Because she said, I ain't going until I get what I need. Not for me, but for my child. Mm-hmm. So Jesus ignored her the first time. She said wrong, so he laid some more on her. If not me, to give what?
Take the children's bread and to cast it to
dogs. Take it from the children and give it to the dogs. That's calling me a dog. You read the Bible. If you can't heal, I'll explain it to you later. But if you thought like a dog, you would have walked away. Mm-hmm. But when you think like a desperate person needing help from God, you see that this woman says, I got to stay here because I'm desperate. Sister Chestnut, I got to stay here until I get what I need. It's not you that I want, but what you got that I need. Most folks come in the Holy Spirit, they don't know what they need. They come to play a game of tradition in the house of God. church and every church, no, I can't say but every church. If he had the word of God, should be overflowing. So he had the word of God. Mm-hmm. But what did she say?
And she said, truth, Lord.
She said, you are no good, rotten Jew. That's what she said. I came here and you calling me a dog. Huh? But she said, truth. Come on, son. She said, they're telling the truth. Mm-hmm. Just like a dog.
Helpless. Come on.
Just like a dog. Helpless.
Yes.
But I got a debt. What I need to get. I got a debt. But the debt promise. Oh, and I ain't going to. Yes, I'm the dog.
No, that's right. Come on. Hallelujah.
I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog. Yeah, I'm a bit bow wow, but I ain't gonna leave until you give me what I need.
Come on, hallelujah.
Think of me what you say. Help me if you please. What did Jesus say?
Says, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master.
You don't sit at the table. They don't put on the bib. But they wait for the crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
They wait for the crumbs. They wait to get what they need.
Come on.
And I need it bad.
At all.
Then Jesus answered and said unto her,
Jesus,
O
sir,
woman,
now I'm going to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Great is thy faith.
Because of the faith that you have demonstrated.
Hallelujah.
I got something for you. Can't let you go back home and be disappointed when you get back. Because you tolerated me and your feelings, you got off the tip of your finger. I know now you're desperate. My God. Dr. Christie, gotta get desperate. Gotta get desperate. You want the Lord to do something for you, and you bring your little glad rag with a half a grain, praise the Lord, and telling and challenging the Lord. Lord, have mercy. I can pick up some scriptures if there wasn't due for time to show you what happened to Nicodemus.
Mm-hmm.
I can show you what happened to, what's his name, Nebuchadnezzar.
Mm-hmm.
I can show you what happened to David, the wife by the fakers.
Mm-hmm.
I can show you what happened to Saul. Praise the Lord. And here we are. Here we are, when the Lord is about to turn the dial and turn us over to a reprobate where we can never find our minds again. Then what you going to do and how you going to function when you don't have a mind, a mind, a mind, a mind. God have angels that can turn the dial on your mind, your mind, your mind, your mind, and you'll be as crazy as a dead bug. You don't believe it? Keep being testy with God. Read.
Be it unto thee even as thou wilt.
Since you steered around, since you really insisted that you really want help, sometimes, sister, we don't get what we need because God is testing our desire.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's talking trash. Don't mean what they are talking. It's trash talking. Thinking that they can pull the wool over God's eye. Hello. Folks don't want the Lord today. They want to trash talk God. Some left here. But their trash talking self, their minds are gone. All right, 17:15. The day ain't long enough.
The day ain't not long enough, sister.
sit there long enough. No matter what I say and how long I say it, the devil and took our minds so long I remember. And the other, he didn't. That's a note. Had a pastor once. And so, we called her. But he said he had some children. He had gotten divorced. She didn't have, but none of my business. And he got had some children. But the children were very bright. Hello? Said they were living with the mother. And he got married and not had another family. And not, well, married to another family. He didn't get any more children by this. Praise the Lord. And he said to me many times, he says, these children of mine, he says, they were determined to make it. He says, the only thing they had to eat for many days, and I wasn't there to support them, was pork and beans. But they want to stay in school until they get what they needed. They had goals and they had agendas, and they all did well. Am I right about this, Dee? But they had their priorities. They didn't do well in the Lord. One became an executive in Cigna. The other one became an engineer over there. Their daughters are from, okay. Praise the Lord. And that's how they survived, by eating pork and beans. Because when you got your priorities, you get desperate. Praise the Lord. He says, I want to do this for me. And that's how they survive. Now you got to set the priorities in the right place. I believe that I'd rather have God. But I believe if you get God, you can have both. You understand, Sister Vera? Mm-hmm. I believe God will give you maybe just a little less pork and beans and a bag full of the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. That's what I believe. But there were some bones of contention there. All right. You know, the Lord brought me through here and kept me, and I learned from other people and stuff like that. And so that's why I am who I am, because God taught me through the schools or whatever, so I can share with you these weird stories. Praise the Lord. All right, read for me.
Lord, have mercy on my son.
See, now I'm having my daughter back there, and I got a son with a problem. But I'm talking about desperation that gets results. And there was once upon a time in holiness when folks was whole desperate. Sister Bailey, there was once upon a time even in holiness when money wasn't flowing, the academic world wasn't like it is, when folks were desperate.
Right.
He may have had one pair of shoes and one dress or one pair of pants, but they were desperate. And the Lord worked miraculously. And I believe the Lord that I serve is the same. So this man had got a son. Mm-hmm. And he ain't faring too well either. Mm-hmm. Right? They didn't live in the same house. He was different people. Different incidents in life. I don't care. You can be as nutty as a fruitcake on Christmas Day. But if you want the Lord to heal you, God will. If you want to be humble, the Lord will give you a sound mind. If you want to play a game in God's house, you come with a half-baked cake. You ain't fooling me. I got the Holy Ghost. You're not fooling me. I can show you in the Bible folks are genuinely.
That's right.
You know, Simon the sorcerer, he wanted to fake it so he can make some money. And a lot of folks come to holiness so they can make money. Their mind ain't on no Lord to get delivered from their stuff. There's a lot of issues involved here. Read for me.
For he is a lunatic. And so
wait a minute. That daughter's back. But the son of mine is a nut.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you may feel like a nut. But he said, my son is a
lunatic.
Dr. Woody said, nut. Huh? Dr. Woody said, you'll get the book later and talk about it. My son is nuts. You know why my son is nuts? Come on, Doc. Come on, Chris. Why is my son nuts? Is it over here? Huh? What did he say? Because he came from a nut. You are who you came from. But God is bigger than our stuff. God is greater than our needs. God will help any of us when we be honest right early. Just told you about a former pastor. Huh? And the mind that his kids had to get what they needed. God helped them. And the Bible is written there so we can help and learn from it. Look, if you don't come to the Lord, get the Holy Ghost like you should. Once a nut, always a nut. And when you don't want the Lord, you are a double nut. Times like these, the best of us, Dr. Christie, is nutty. You know?
What's that movie name? Professor?
The Nutty Professor. Come on, Gary. Each one of us can remember when we were on the campus. We had some people on that campus that ain't too bright. I had one given by the Millard. You remember you met Dr. Christie?
No, not him. That was like 90 or another time. But I was in your academic role. I could give you a, do you remember you had to give it that?
Fine. Just because somebody has enough degree don't mean that they didn't
know it. That's right.
Sometimes you have to check your own soul. And some of you sitting right here, you ain't going to the top. You can find out.
Yes, sir.
Get honest. You got to have come to the realization that I need a little tweaking. I need a little fixing. I need a little help. I ain't all together I ought to be. Sometimes I'm amazed by what I think. Help the Lord. My redemption draws nigh. See, until you come sick enough and aware of your sickness, you're not going to seek help. But when you become aware of your sickness, whether it's you and your child, then you're going to seek the Lord's help. God will really say, praise the Lord. Some of us sit here and read this Bible. Some of us couldn't pass junk school. You really tuck down. You know when you in that gun class down in preschool, you can remember your ABCs if you got that much memory. And your mama was saying too, those are some hard ABCs. And then what did they say, Sister Fran? You're suffering from an overdose of decision. Huh? Is that what mama says when the child ain't got it together? That they got a learning disability. You got a brain that ain't fully charged. And then some of us remember when we were having problems, you know? And some of us still got some problems. And God gave us several abilities. And I would ask the Lord to come and give me, according to the psalmist, a teachable spirit.
Yes.
To get it right this time. I don't know what I'll visit you name my sister's friend, but I'm sure she never heard nothing like this before. She said, I got anyone that's telling me. But I'm here to tell you what the word says, because if you don't know what you need, I can't tell you. And I tell people that come into church all the time this. You can find folks that don't want total deliverance. They'll walk around from one person to the other finding out, what do you see in me? And what do you think I should be? I'm not a rapper.
You can stand what I, the Lord showed me in you anyway. And if I were to see it as I should be, why should I ever tell you what the Lord showed you?
Right.
Show me and it's in you. I showed you things through scripture. When I told the Holy Spirit, stop the goodness, I needed something. I needed something desperate.
Yes.
Huh? And when I came to the Lord looking for what I needed, when I looked for what I needed, come on, Lord, when I came toward you.
Come on.
I came calling, I said, Lord, I don't need this, but I need what you got. And I can't tell you that it seems like God, like some of you all who claim to want the Holy Ghost and don't want nothing about the Holy Ghost. I've seen
this. Right.
I'm talking about me now. I stay there. I'm all these things that folks can tell me that would be good for me. This is what I need.
Right. Come on.
So I didn't get it the first night, Mr. Daly. So I came on back. Because I needed. And I know what I needed. And I couldn't afford to stop. And I had some people in the church that wouldn't let me stop until I get what I needed. So I came on back. And I didn't tell them, well, I need a little tweaking here, and I need a little tweaking there, and can you tell me this, and can you talk about it? I wasn't no counseling or shrink service. I only know what was in me that was killing me. And I wanted deliverance from not what was killing you, but what was killing me. So I became desperate. I wasn't 20, I wasn't 30, but I was desperate. Thank God that He could put the hunger in me till I can be desperate. Praise the Lord. All right, can I just finish that one?
And Thorbeck, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire.
You can tell when things ain't right at home. When the demons of hell is working in your environment. So he began to confess that my son, he is walking stepping high on flat places. And you know what? Talking to somebody else here this morning as we get older. That's why you need the Lord while you're young.
Yes, sir.
Because as we get older, guess what happened to us with the fashion? As we get older, we forget what we want. Yeah. We forget who has what we need. And sometimes it's so bad, we don't forget who we are. We call it dementia. Hello. And if you ain't got there yet, that's because you're too crazy and can't remember. Or you can come to the Lord, Sister Chestnut, and get a tweak up and fix before you get too, because you get back on the altar and get deliverance. You see, I don't understand where you're coming from. I need a lot of help. I don't hang with people that crazy is. You know, I never fooled that person.
You don't have one thing in common with that. But they were desperate. No. They were so desperate. Until they were sitting on the outside of this cigarette in their case. But they're firing their mind and saying, why shouldn't we hear? And she'll be what? My God! God has a fool where you can live.
The Bible said they're firing their mind. If we go into the city to go kill them,
You sit outside to think any more time.
What kind of comparison is this?
Well, you might as well. At least you got food in the city.
Huh? Let's go to the city and just chill. Guess what? With that kind of faith. Huh? The Lord began to let a brick of motion go in the city.
Right.
And you hear all this rumbling. That's why you can't have any relatives, all of you in there, in the same way with that your battery not fully charged. You ain't no ever ready. When you see in your family the whole lot of undyed heart, battery, you don't need to be talking to them. Good cost and glory. Come on, sister, honey. You know these folks that you come from got undyed heart batteries. They're always on charge. And they can't hold one. You looking funny at them, you looking funny at you? Doctor, all you do with them kind of folks, I don't care nothing. And they won't say, what do you do with them? You keep your distance. If you got good sense. Don't go around getting a little cap, topping off your cap. And you don't let them call you. You don't get no attention. Come on, Dr. Randall. There's nothing worse than mama having her head in the eyes in the back of her head and you trying to get a close view.
Don't talk like that.
I'm telling you what the fact of life is. Okay. I don't care if your mom, you thank God that you're saved. You're all happy. Praise the Lord. Because you and God sympathize and empathize and trying to oblige. And mama don't want the Lord. Papa, mama don't want you with daddy. I know y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Mama don't want daddy. And I can't blame mama. Have you seen your daddy lately? You don't know your children.
Help, Lord.
Y'all want to go home? What time is it? Hello? You ought to be able to look at your daddy and your mom and say, look from where God has brought me. Ah! How about such a session that you ought to feel like, darling? Look how far God has brought me. If you ain't that honest, you ain't get what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I've seen two episodes of illustration of mama and the father seeing their children. And why do you think that's in the Bible? Because I wrote it.
Mm.
You've got to be able to judge what the righteous judgment.
Right.
And ask God to help you. That's right. Some of you are 40, 50, and you're still in your mama's crib.
Mm-hmm.
You sick! I said you're sick just in case. As I said before, according to the first chapter of the book of Galatians, and let me say one more time, you're sick!
Yeah,
and your mama's sick! Yeah. And your daddy's sick! Yeah. Hello! Yeah. All of y'all sleeping in the same crib? With you, Dr. Enzo? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some can't even sleep. First thing I said, they're going to sleep crossways in the crib, make a room for you. What am I saying wrong, Dr. Gordon? Huh?
Nothing.
You sure?
Absolutely.
You don't recognize who you are, I have to tell you. All you in that same one room, they ain't going to start going the wrong direction. Sit! But I have a man from Galilee. If you're in sin, he'll set you free. But just by, whoa, Lord. Save
me.
Some mama don't want the Lord, so hide your Lord. The Lord gives you some, give the mama something you don't want, and you hang around because you don't want the Lord either. I believe the Lord can keep all that can be delivered unto me against that day.
Yes.
you got to get away from sick people because she that walketh with the wise shall be. The companion of the fool shall be. I can't afford to hang around people that are sick because it don't, it makes me feel comfortable. You know? Too drunk walking down the street singing rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey. With my whiskey was an ocean, and I was a drunk. I'll swim to the bottom, and I never come up. I was a drunk going down the one-way street, meeting everybody coming back, cops stopping. What's the matter with you?
No. I must be late. Because everybody's coming back. Now you'll probably say, what's going on up there with him? These are pictures that you can relate to because you see him all the time. Praise the Lord. Talking to Brother Anthony yesterday. He said, Anthony, I said, what would your mama say if you tell him you were coming back home to stay with her? He said, my mom would start getting spiritual. Is that what you tell me? He said, my mom would start getting spiritual. I don't fill in the rest of it.
Praise the Lord. These are tough messages, I know. But the one that you enjoy and ain't helping you out, you come to church, your head hung down on the floor, praise the Lord, and thinking, Lord, I got one more news for you. You ain't got long. You don't have long. All right, can we finish that one?
Yes, sir.
I think I should let you all go.
What time is it? Not that I'm finished.